brought to you by Penguin.
Ramadan Reflections, written and read by me, Alia Umrayan. When listening to this audiobook, I recommend that you have a notebook or a journal so you can write down any reflections you have throughout your journey. At the end of each chapter, I will guide you through these reflections and feel free to pause the audiobook while you write down your thoughts. Introduction. Ramadan is one of the most sacred, most spiritual, intimate months of the Islamic year. It's a month that teaches us so much about ourselves and our relationship to others, and nurtures the most important relationship of all, between us and our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorious and most high is He. Allah Azza wa Jal, glory be to Him, has made it clear that this is a month to break away from the norm, to do things differently in order to attain taqwa, a state of being consciously aware of Him. Becoming conscious of Allah changes a person both inwardly and outwardly. The heart softens, the mind's thoughts develop an akhirah, eternal life, focus, clarity, and the body submits and worships its Lord with deep devotion and love. Ramadan Reflections is a journey within a journey. Divided into three parts, it encourages you to pay attention to the lessons of your past. It invites you to live mindfully and with presence in your present. It will assist you in planning an akhirah-focused future. Each part contains 10 chapters, with each chapter representing one day of Ramadan. The chapter themes relate to my own faith and life, as well as the lives of others. At the end of each chapter, you will find practical exercises designed to help you take what you have read deep within yourself, so that this may manifest into actions loved by your Lord. Let your heart ponder is an invitation to be still, with powerful words that will focus your heart and thoughts. Dua invitation is an opportunity for you to move your focused heart to speak to your Lord in sincere supplication. The journal sections include invitations to reflect upon particular themes and subjects, as well as to pen your personal thoughts in response to intimate journal prompts. At the end of each chapter, you are provided further space in which to write down your own reflections on the theme of the day and to allow for spiritual transformation to emerge. Islamic terminology is translated in the first instance that it appears. The term revert refers to an individual who has converted to Islam. Revert is used because it is the Islamic belief that everyone is born upon fitrah, the natural inclination to worship one creator. And so those of us who become Muslim are simply reverting to that natural state. On your very first reading of Ramadan Reflections, I encourage you to turn to each chapter on its designated day of Ramadan in chronological order. Yes, that means holding out until day one of Ramadan before starting to work with this book. The Quran was revealed gradually so that we may internalize its messages slowly with meaning. We are Muslim and human too. There is much benefit in slowing down on this journey to our Lord. Afterwards, on any subsequent readings of the book, I encourage you to dip in and out throughout the year depending on the needs of your heart and soul. I also invite you to start each chapter with Bismillah, in the name of Allah, and ask Al-Mujib, the one who responds to our dua, personal prayer of supplication, to guide your mind and heart to take from it that which your soul specifically needs. Our goal in the month of Ramadan is the same, and though listeners of this book will hear the same words, we all have a unique journey to the Lord of the heavens and earth. My dua for you is that you are guided to a reading where Allah brings individualized meaning and lessons just for you. There is a beautiful piece of writing by an unknown author that I came across many years ago. It describes the journey that you will undertake in this book. It reads, "O Allah, I told you I'm in pain. You said, do not despair."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?